Okay, we're trying to have a good havana of the three shittas. In how to be magdir, the rules of Yachloki, Emunah, and Kol Olam Vava. And basically, we've gone through the three shittas, so if everyone has a klar, we have to do is three things. First of all, just to understand the Lashon HaMishnah by each of the three shittas. Second of all, to understand the Mitzvah HaSvara. And third of all, the kashas, the different kashas from different cases that there are on each of the three shittas. Those are really the three nekudas, which I'll try to go through again from the Lashon HaMishnah and from the Mitzvah HaSvara, and the third thing, the different kashas that there are in each shita, which is really the Iker. Right, the first nekuda is to understand the problems with the Lashon HaMishnah by each shita. The revised shita was that we say achlaiku whether you're eichin or whether you're not eichin. Which means that according to the Riva Shita, the way of learning the Riva, when the Mishnah says Shnayim Eichin Betalis, Eichin is Lav Dafka. That the Lashon Eichin in the Mishnah is Lav Dafka Dika Lashon, which seems at least to be a bit of a Daichik. And Al Kaponim, that's the difference between the Riva and the other two Shitas. Mukhiyasev and Taisis learn Eichin is Eichin, Dafka is. The Riva learns that Shnayim Eichin is Lav Dafka, we say Achloiku Sayas and Sainaras, and as long as there's no Ramai, we always say Achloiku. That's the Riva Shita. So, it's Hashem, we have to come back to understand why he's so sort of mizalzel in the Lashon HaMishnah. Taisvis holds that the din of Yachloiku is true any time the Chaluk is Yechayel Eliyasemis. Which means, according to Taisvis, it's not only if they say Ani Mitzasiya that you say Achlaiku. Even if each one says Ani Araktiya, we also say Achlaiku. According to Taisvis Shita, it doesn't matter if you say Ani Mitzasiya, if you say Ani Kanasiya, I bought it, if you say Ani Araktiya, I wove it. No matter what, in all cases, we say Achlaiku. As long as the chaluk is a chayli esemis, which is always the case when two people are holding a talis. Comes out, according to Taisvis, the lashon ani mitzasiya in the Mishnah is lav dafka. When the Mishnah says ani mitzasiya, it's lav dafka ani mitzasiya. It doesn't matter what you say. You say ani mitzasiya, ani araktiya, or like the Gemara says, ani lakachtiya. It doesn't matter what you say. So it comes out, according to Taisus, that Ani Mitzasiya in the Mishnah is a Lav Dafka Dikaloshin. If you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam brings this Mishnah, the Rambam leaves out Ani Mitzasiya. The Rambam just says, Shnayim Eichin Betalis, Zayim Ekul Shli Yachlaikum. That's why we assume the Rambam holds like Taisus Shita. Because the Rambam says, leaves out Ani Mitzasiya. Which is emes according to Taisus. Again, it's a little bit of a daifik. So again, the Mishnah Ani Mitzasiya is lav dafka. But let's grab the shtim as well with the Gemara. The Gemara asks, why do you need Ani Mitzasiya for? But Akapanim, according to Taisus Shita, Ani Mitzasiya is lav dafka. So it comes out, there's also a bit of a problem in Taisus Shita that Ani Mitzasiya is not talking Ani Mitzasiya. The Mishnah says that Agav tell you is Aitik Echidish, but it's Lav Dafka. In the Nemuki Yosef, both of these problems don't exist. Because according to the Nemuki Yosef, Eichzen is Dafka, Shnaim Eichzen is Dafka, Shnaim Eichzen Betalos. Because he holds Eichzen is Dafka. And also, he holds Ani Mitzasiya is Dafka. Because the Mukiyaisa Shita is that it depends if Vadai Ika Ramai or Lekka Vadai Ramai. And therefore, the Mukiyaisa holds that that by Ani Araktia, you don't say Achlaitu, because Ani Araktia is Vade Rama. So according to the Mukhiyais, if Ani Mitzasiya is Dafka, because Ani Araktia is a different din, it's Vade Ikarama. Zeymunach. So the Nachos David writes about the Muki Yosef that it's the Shita HaMechuvar Mekula. It's the smoothest Shita of all the Shitas. Because the Muki Yosef comes out that the Shnaimoism is Dafka, the Animatzasiyah is Dafka, the problems that you have in Taich with each of the Shitas, you don't have it in the Muki Yosef. And Nachos David calls it the Shita HaMechuvar Shebekula, the straightest, the smoothest Shita of all. And in a way, just before we get into the kashas and all the shitas, it seems the Muki Yosef Taka has this maila over the other two shitas. Now, how does Rashi hold in this machlaikis? In this machlaikis, Tosis, the Rivan Muki Yosef, how does Rashi hold? Now, one thing we could say for sure, Rashi doesn't hold like Tosis. Because in the bottom Rashi says it depends on Vadaika Ramai. The bottom Rashi on the Omid says Ani Raktia Zamer Ani Raktia Loyachloiku the Vade Chavinei Ramai. So that's not like Tosfos. The question is, does Rashi hold like the Muki Yosef that Oichzim is Dafka, or does he hold like the Riva that Oichzim is Lav Dafka? Oh, so what do you tell me? So where does Rashi say Dafka? First two words in the Sechta. Now, clearing, does Rashi hold like the Muki Yosef that Oizim is Dafka? And then he'll go to the Muki Yosef Shita. Or does he hold like the Riva that Oizim is Lav Dafka? So, if you look in the top Rashi starts, Shneim Oizim Betalus, Dafka Oizim. Oizim is Dafka. Oh, sounds like the Muki Yosef that Oizim is Dafka. But the Nachos David says, 1 minute, you have to read the whole Rashi. Why does Rashi say Oizim is Dafka? If you hold like the Muki Yosef, Rashi should theorize Dafka Oizim, because if they're not Oizim, then the din would be called Olam Gavar. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says Dafka Oizim. The Shnei Muzakim Bra, Vein Lezekai Apo Yosef Izeh. Why Oizim? Rashi says it's Dafka Oizim, Lafuke, one person holding it. Which means that if you're Medayik in Rashi, Rashi really, the Nachos David says that Rashi is really the reverse Shita. Rashi says, why is it Chapon Oizim? Lafuke, a case where only one person is holding it. That's what Rashi says. Dafka Oizim. Lafuke a case where one person is holding. Rashi doesn't say like the Nebuki Yosef Dafka Oizim, because otherwise it would be called Olam Gadol. So the Nachos David learns in Rashi that Rashi holds like the Riva. Says if in Yeshua that Rashi is saying Dafka Oizim because if one person veers away from the other, he would win. But we didn't understand that when no one's holding it, that the din would be called Olam Gavar. That din would be, again, if you want Rashi to fit with the Muki Yosef, then by Oizim you don't say called Olam Gavar. You don't say called Olam Gavar by Oizim. You only say called Olam Gavar if they're not Oizim, if the palace is out in the street, and they come and argue with that. The case you're talking about would not be a raya to the Muki Yosef. The question is, Dafka Oizim, if no one's Oizim, what would be the din? So from that, you don't see. Al Kapanim, the Nachos David names on that Rashi holds like the Riva, I don't say, you could probably find some Achrayim on Rashi like the Muki Yosef, as Rashi says, Dafka Oizim. But it seems to me, Nachos David is Davar Amistavar, that the Hemshech of Rashi is Mashma, more like Shita Sariva. Okay, let's talk a little about the Svaras Hadavar. The Svara. You have a din Torah. Two people are arguing. Bezna has no raya to anybody. We have three choices. Yachloiku, Kol Olam Gavar, Emunach. Now, just mitzana svara, before rayas, what's the best choice? What's really the best thing to do? Two people are fighting, each one screams his mind, the other screams his mind, we don't have any proof to anybody. All else being equal, what's the, I don't know which word to use, the fairest thing to do? What's the best thing to do? What makes most sense? Yachlaiku makes most sense. What? So someone's holding, they can't bring rice. No one can bring rice. What's the ma'ala of Kol Olam Gavar? So you feel Kol Olam Gavar is good. In American law, you ever heard such a thing? Kol Olam Gavar, Bezdin says, okay, they'll fight it out. You have to understand, when they fight it out, they're not allowed to hit each other. They're separate aveir in the Torah to hit each other. So we don't mean that they're going to punch each other in the nose. But they have to fight it out, meaning, I don't know, everyone runs. Imagine, Bezdin Paskins, the boat is by the harbor, Bezdin Paskins called Olam Gavar. So they start running. No, is that what happens? They start running with all their kaiches. So that makes sense. You're saying that one is never an old man and one is a young man. So. The report seems to all the achloiku. Tais seems to all called Olam Gavar. How do you understand? What's the sensible thing to do? So you see, it depends. Is the main thing that we shouldn't give it to the wrong person, or is the main thing that the right person should get something? That's the thing we care about more, right? Well, certainly it means rayas also. It means kol olam gavar either b'rayas or b'chazaka, or with strength. But if we bring a raya, I find it's better if he brings a raya. But you have to remember, if you say achloka, when he brings a raya, we'll reopen the case also. No? What's better mitzad the people? Yachloiku? But no one said Yemunach is the best idea. And no one seemed to say. So I think we all agree Yemunach is the lousiest idea. You just put it away in a box until Eliyahu comes. Now, depending on how much Munah Shlema you have that he's coming tomorrow, it's not a very big option. I remember in Yeridaya we learned the Mordechai is by a Suffolk Trefa is good for Bashishim. So the Mordechai is, it's a Dovah Sheshem Atirin. A Suffolk Trefa is Teichel, and we all Navi Okan will tell us. So the Mordechai answered that until the Yal Navi is going to come, the meat will get rotten by then. We're waiting for him so long that Yisrach HaTsheyavah, he said. So Yemunach is not the greatest idea, because even though we're hoping any minute Mashiach will come, but it's waiting a long time already. So Yemunach, I think we all agree, is the last choice. Nobody really wants to do Yemunach.
And
a compromise on any of them. If the two sides agree, it'll work by Yemunach, it'll work by any of them.
So
it's an incentive for a compromise, it's true. Yemunach is an incentive.
But
they would say maybe Yemunach is the best choice. I don't know, I don't want to get. I don't agree. I think Yemunach, the etzem, to say, put it away, they'll do anything. If you get them to agree, you try to make a choice. Nothing else.
You're
probably right. There's nothing else. If you really would argue about it, what's better, Yachloiku? I mean, somebody said Yachloiku is better. What's it said Yachloiku is better?
Chaluk
Yachloiku is famous. Because it's possible that it's true. It's possible we're passing it correctly. Kol Olam Gavar, it's also possible. It would seem to me Yachloiku is better for the people. It's had the people at least to get something. But not saying Gachloiku is better than the Beis Din. The Beis Din shouldn't give it to the wrong person. It depends if you try to look at what the Beis Din is doing or the people are doing. It's seen. But Al Kapanim, the reverse seems to hold Yachloiku is first choice. As long as it's possible to do Yachloiku, we're going to do Yachloiku. But that's the first choice. And that's why we always do Yachloiku, except what? According to the Riva, we always do Yachloiku unless there's a Ramai. We don't want to give things to a Ramai. It's a Knas. The Bezal doesn't want to award things to, if Alde award things to a Ramai. So then we don't do Yachloiku, but Lechatzila we want to do Yachloiku. Mishain Kang Taisis. Taisis seems to hold that Kol Dolam Gavar is the best choice. That really we prefer to do Kol Dolam Gavar. That's the sheet of Taisis and the Rosh and the Rambam. We prefer to do Kol Dolam Gavar. If we can't, because they're Muvzakim. And by Muvzakim, we don't want Pashtus, we don't want to take away to do Kol Dolam Gavar. So then we can't do Kol Dolam Gavar. So then we go to the next best thing, we go to Yachloik. But that Pashtus seems to be the machloikis between the Riva on the one hand. Gold's Yachloik was the best choice. And Tosfos and the Rosh and the Rambam and even the Muki Yosef, who hold that we only say Yachloik with Muvzakim because we prefer not to do Yachloik. In Kol Dolam Gavar, being a best choice, there's a clear in Kol Dolam Gavar, which all the Achrayim will talk about Kol Dolam Gavar, all talk about. What kind of psak is Kol Dolam Gavar? Beis Din Paskins, all right, whoever's gonna be stronger is going to win. Because it doesn't sound like a psak. It's a psak. So there's a machlokes rishayim. If Kol Dolam Gavar is a siluk, or if it's a psak, or we call it a birur, what is Kol Dolam Gavar? The Rashbam in Bava Basra holds, and the Tosfos Rid here seems to hold that way too, that Kol Dolam Gavar is not a psak of Beis Din. Kol Dolam Gavar is Beis Din saying, look, we don't know what to do, we're backing off, and whatever you guys end up with, you end up with it. It's a siluk of Beis Din. Beis Din removes themselves. Beis Din says, we can't paskin, we have nothing to work with, so the boat is out in the harbor, so we're misalik ourselves. Memela, whoever will grab it is going to win. That's Shitas HaRashbam, that it's a siluk. The Rosh in Bava Basra, the Aflamed Dalet says Klar, and it's all mashed that way in our Rosh also, that Kol Dolam Gavar is a psak. Beis Din assumes, generally speaking, that the one who's right is going to win the fight. That the one who's right is going to win for two reasons, the Rosh says. First of all, the one who's right usually fights harder, usually puts more energy into it. That's one reason. And second of all, the one who's wrong tells himself, what am I going to go fight for? Till next week, the owner will find his old star, he'll bring rice, he'll take it away from me anyway. Now I'm going to go put all my kaiches into it, and l'machar, or lacha chaydesh, the person will come and bring his ra'ayis, not losing any of. So the nature of it is that Kol Dolam Gavar, the right person wins. Now, I have to tell you, even like the Rosh, no one's going to say it's foolproof that the right person wins. It's not a psak that I'm willing to make a shvua that the right person won. But it's the best we can do under the circumstances. L'maisa, we have no ra'ayis. We have to do something. So Kol Dolam Gavar is a little bit of a birur. It's the best birur we can come up with in finding out who the owner is. That's why the Rosh, and probably Tosfos holds like the Rosh, that's why they hold Kol Dolam Gavar as a good idea. Because of this reason, that it's a shtickle birur, it's something of a birur, it's something of a psak, and therefore we're going to let the person win. Now, it makes problems, this pshat and Kol Dolam Gavar. I mean, it's a Rosh, it's a Shita. It makes a little bit of problems. I'll tell you why. What happens if they're both a Shema? Each one's a Shema. Each one says, I'm not sure. Looks like mine, but I'm not sure if it's mine. and they're both saying it, so also Pashtus will pass it. If they're not Oizim, will pass it called Olam Gada. If they're each a Shema, then the whole Rosh's Svara falls away. I mean, the stronger one is going to fight harder. If he himself doesn't know, it's only in the statement of saying the Rosh will have to hold that a Shema, then we don't call the Olam doesn't apply, I guess. We'll have to hold that way. He doesn't say it. But how often do you have a Shema? So two people come to bed, and there's a boat out in the harbor, and each one says, you know, I lost the boat. It looks like the right one. I'm not sure. The truth is, usually you don't have two Shemas. Yeah, it's rare that both people are a Shema, because they have to be really honest to be a Shema, right? So both, I'm asking. So what you're saying is that Taka, right, just doesn't come up so much, so the Rosh didn't go into such a case. Nothing else. So we have to say. There'll be another thing. Well, maybe the Rosh in that case will be maskin. It'll be maskin that we have nothing to do. Will be the other type of Kol Da'olim, which. All right, but then we're saying that Kol Da'olim is not because it's the best choice. Even in that case, we'll still do Kol Da'olim where it's not a good choice.
You normally do it, but that would make it full. You do it the first case because usually it has two meanings.
It could be. Until we have a right one way or the other, I'd rather learn that the Rosh is made by Shema B'Shema, that we can't do Kol Da'olim, because the whole Kayach of Kol Da'olim falls away. It's just the Tanasvara. Yeah, but it can't be, because if it's a Psak, it's a psak. But when both sides are a Shema, there's no mocking for that psak, according to the Rosh. Is there a mocking to pass the Kol Da'olim when both sides are a Shema? You say, whoever's stronger is going to win. There's no mocking for the psak when they're both a Shema. You know, if we know the Rosh passes that way, he passes that way. It's a loose string. According to the Rosh, it's a loose string when they're both Shemas. It's left hanging loose. I'll tell you another case. Let's say you have a case of Sveika Dedina. Let's say he says it's my boat, he says it's my boat. Why is it your boat? Why is it your boat? They say they made a kinyan, whatever type of kinyan they made, and that kinyan is a suffix if it works. Let's say they bought the boat from a guy. He says, I bought it first with kinyan kesef. It's a Sveika Dedina if kinyan kesef works on a tassel by a guy. So they come into Bezdin, one of them says, I bought it first with a Kenyan Kesef. The other one says, I bought it second with a Kenyan Sugar. So what's Bezdin going to say? It's a Safik. We don't know, it's a Sveka Dedina. It's a Machlekes, Riefer Rish Lakish, Machlekes Taisus and Rashi and Tyrus. We don't know. Sveka Dedina. So we're going to pass compassion. It's called Olam Gada. Does it make sense according to the Rosh? By Sveka Dedina called Olam Gada? Does it make sense? Called Olam Gavar by Sveika Dedina. He have two Yidden. They're going Bezdin. They both agree what happened. Bezdin says it's a Safik. It's an even Safik. Called Olam Gavar. So now they're going to go. One of them, if you pass them like Tosfos, it's his boat. The other one, if you pass them like Rashi, it's his boat. So now we say called Olam Gavar. It'll be a bearer. The one who's right is going to fight harder. Does it make sense? By Sveika Dedina. Makes sense. The one who's right is going to fight harder. It's Yechayli Esemes. Oh, you mean because they're both made on the story? If they're both made on the story, it's true. That's true according to Taisis. According to Mugyaisif, what I'm saying would still be in a Cheshbon. Assuming Mugyaisif goes with the Cheshbon of Kol Da'olim, it's true. In this particular case, it's L'chayin Nechaluk Yechayli Esemes. They're both made in the story. The way the story is told, that it's not Yechayli Esemes, but there's no Vadei Ramei. So this Sahara would only be true according to Mukiyas, without that according to the Rosh. Okay, Nachinami. If I could think of a case of Sveika Dedina with Yechayli Esemes, then it would be. But my point, though, is that I think you'll be masking that by Sveika Dedina, it doesn't make sense that this the one who's right will fight harder, because no one knows who's right. If he's right, he doesn't know it. So the case of Sveika Dedina, it's not so shayach. That could be what you're really saying is the case of Sveika Dedina. Again, I am hard pressed to find such a case, so it's not Shchiach. No, there are certain areas of Chesh Mishpat where we say you could say Kinli, where we don't paskin, and we say the Mufsa could say Kinli. Whoever grabs it and says, I hold like the sheep, so I could win.
But that's not
So there will be cases. The case I've given you is Taka Enechul Gefilis Damasi, right? But light. As long as they're not Aizim, we'll always say called Olam Gadar. Even the Chalik's not Aizim, we'll say this. It's true. According to Taisvis, any not Aizim, we say called Olam Gadar, which is the Rosh Hashita. Then my point comes back. That in a case where there's a Sveika Dedina, we can't say called Olam. You're saying we can't say Echlag either. We can't say Yeimun Achida, the boat's out in the Arabin. We could. I don't know. I'm just being Lebosi Allah. That as nice as the rush sounds, that the one who's right is going to fight harder, it's not in all cases. It's in cases where one's a liar, one's not a liar. Not in every case is the cheshbon hold emes that it's just going to work that way. In the case of either, like I said before, Shema v'Shema, or Sveika d'Dina. Sveika d'Dina, they say he's going to fight harder to see Olfak Rashi, he's going to fight harder to see Olfak Taisus. The whole cheshbon is the fire in that shine. So these are problems with the Rosh. I don't say that Kash is on the Rosh. I'm just saying that to understand why others didn't want to learn like the Rosh is easy to understand, because the Rosh is not in all cases. But I'll upon him in Svara, this is the aside of the Tushitas, where the Yachloik was preferable, which is the Rivaz Mahalach, or called Olam Gaber is preferable, which is the Rosh and Taisus is Mahalach, and probably Muki Isis Mahalach. Which is preferable? Again, as far as, you know, it all depends on how you like Yachloiku, how much you like Yachloiku, you know. If the picture, two people arguing, and Ben says, we don't know what to do, we'll cut it in half. And how Tefriden is, the cook is Tefriden, because he gets the half. We're not trying to make the cook happy, we're trying to make the honest person happy. So here, you're in an argument with somebody, and you come to Bez, and you know he's lying, and Bez says, we don't know what to do, we'll cut it in here. What? Well, it's just plainly a samus. It's not dafka emus. Look, if the chaluk is emus, yachlaik was a good idea. And the tzad yachlaik was not emus. And what are the odds? It's what are the odds? So how do you decide if Yechleiku is good? How do you decide? You have to decide for a case where one person's right, one person's wrong. Most cases they picked it up out of the Adadi. Possible for most cases. Smoke on most cases. Can I ask you a question? If you see this going on in Bezna, are you chayshish one in Zagani? We said it's Yichay Uliyah that they did it at the same moment. It's Yichay Uliyah that they're not lying to the Dhamma. Is that what you assume? No, what you're saying is that the Taisla Shitasa, Taisla's holds that each one's holding half. That's why Yachlaiku makes more sense, because since each one is holding half, so we're just leaving it the way it is. The Shenkim say each one's holding the whole thing, then it's less mustaver to say that could be. Okay, let's get to the Yitter. What? No, each one's a Vadai. The Holy Vitar is Vada here, but it was supposed to say Yachlaiku. Then, that's not what she does. Yeah, alright, let's get to what we should have talked about. This is all to try to have a Havana. Obviously, when you have Machlaik's we should have such as this, there's a kasha on each shita. When we shaitim argue, there's a problem with each shita, obviously, and each shita has to be worked out. The Ikar Kasha on Shita Sariva, or really on the Muki Yosef, or on Rashi, who holds it's totally a Vadei Rabbi, is Tosis Kasha. Tosfos brings v'chein shnayim adukim b'shtar the midami lekamon lemas nisan mishum d'shnayim adukim by the chaluk yachaylius emes the efshe shapar layachetzi. The main kasha on those who hold the Tali and Ramai is this kasha that Tosfos asks, the Rashi asks, from shnayim adukim b'shtar. What's the case of shnayim adukim b'shtar? There's a shtar. Both of them are holding on to it. He says, let's say the holding shtar havoi. The shtar says Reuven owes Shimon money. So Shimon is holding it. He's saying Reuven owes me money. I have a shtar. It's my shtar. Reuven says, no, I paid him the whole halvor, and he's supposed to give it back to me, and he gave it back to me, and now he's grabbing it back. So what's the din? Shnayim adukim b'shtar. Yachloikul. So Tosfos, like me, it's good. Why is it Yachloikul? Hachaluka yachaylo liyasemis. Could be he paid him half. Could be he paid him half of the chayiv, and now they're fighting over who should get the shtar. But Tosfos is very good. Like Rashi and the Riva and the Nemukhi Yosef, who all of them hold that it depends on Vaday Yika Ramay or Leka Vaday Ramay. It's very shtar because Shnayim Adukim B'shtar, it's a Vaday Ramay. You're certainly a liar. The Malv is saying he never paid me anything. The Leib is saying I paid up the whole chayv. I'm supposed to get the shtar back. One of them is definitely lying. I don't think anybody here is going to be able to figure out a way that this is Leka Vaday Ramay. So Mimela, this seems to be a Tiyufta on the sheet of everybody except for Tosfos. Everybody else says it's totally a Vaday Ika Ramay or Leka Vaday Ramay. Tosfos says, no, it's totally a Chaluk Yachalius Emes. The case of Shnayim Adukim B'shtar seems to be a clara case of Ika Vaday Ramay. And yet, we pass Kenyach Leikul.
Either
since if you hold like the Riva, since they're oisin, so the Shayach Leikul, regardless if it's a Vaday Ramay
or not. Also, it's a Vaday Ramay or not, if it's not oisin and it's not Vaday Ramay, then it's Shayach Leikul. So if it's Vaday Ramay or not, then that's what you say.
Ishtay Matuk Vishnar oisin?
Yeah.
He's holding the Shtar. They're fighting over.
Shtar. Then, if I paid back my
income. Alright, let's step back. What about like the Mukhi Yosef? If you're asking for cash, according to the Mukhi Yosef, it's shver, because according to the Mukhi Yosef, even if they're oisin, it has to be like a Vade Rama. Here is a Vade Rama. It's not Mukhi Yosef, it's just a shver. According to the Riva, it's complicated. According to the Riva, so Shamshi's saying it's not shver. Because according to the Riva, they're oisin. Who cares if it's a Vade Rama? They're oisin. Why? We have a chazaka, people don't pay early. We don't have a chazaka that people pay on time. Once it's past the due date, there's no chazaka you pay. It's taka true, who be tesmanoi, if chazaka you don't pay tesmanoi. But it's not true that it's after this man, there is chazaka you pay. That you have to do is not true, so this is only after this man. The Riva, the way we're learning the Riva said any case of Oizen is always Hechlaikul. It doesn't matter if it's Adai Ramay or not. And only when there's not Oizen, that's when it depends. That's the way we learned the Riva. The Riva and Baba Basra is not clear, but the Ram Shif explains the Riva that way. And that's the way that's certainly the way we're learning. So it's not everyone is. So it's Shver, Shnayim Adukim B'shtar. It's a little bit shver that according to Mukhi Yosef, the din of Shnayim Adukim B'shtar shouldn't be Yachloikul. What should it be? Shnayim Adukim B'shtar should be Yemunach. Shei Yemunach. That's what according to Mukhi Yosef. Right? Shnabiz of the Mishnah should be Yahimunah. That's the kasha that really Tosis is asking on the other Rishayim. He's saying it's only if Vadei Ramai, Shnabiz of the Mishnah is a Vadei Ramai problem.
Rashi is
learning like Tyson Tyson.
This is the reason why
I learned
Rashi is learning
like Tyson Tyson. This is the reason why I learned Rashi is learning like Tyson Tyson. Because of the Kasha? Why did you learn that? Because of this problem. Okay, we're going to have to answer a problem anyway, like Mukhi Yisif. This Kasha, there's one teretz which says in three places, the Nachlas David. Nachlas David says it very clearly at the end of the first paragraph, the last 7-8 lines. Pnei Shuan Dav Zayin says this teretz. The same teretz and the Tumim, Simen Kuf Lamed Ches, all three say the same teretz. They say something very gishmak. Shnayim Adukin Bishtar, they're both holding Bishtar. There's a Malvin Aloivin. What should come out according to the Mukhi Yisif? What should be the din? Yemunach. Now imagine, you're the loiva, there's a malva, you're fighting over a shtar. The shtar says you owe the malva $100. So Bezin is going to paskin what? Yemunach. What does Yemunach mean? What are we going to put away till Eliyahu comes? The shtar. They're fighting over a shtar, right? So we're going to put away the shtar until Eliyahu comes. How's the loiva going to feel about this? Huh? The loiva is going to be very tzufriden. He's basically going to win. No? We're going to take the shtar that says the loiva owes the malva money, and we're going to put it away till Mashiach comes. The loiva is going to be very, very happy. Mashiach comes, he won't be happy. Right now, the loiva is basically going to win. You can't tell me Yehimunach on the shtar. That's a joke. You're going to put away the shtar. It's the same thing as saying the loiva wins. Because if the malva doesn't have the shtar, it can't be teveya even a penny. So the malva loses. If you say yehimunach on a shtar, it's not the same as yehimunach on a talis. If you say yehimunach on the talis, so nobody's happy. Not the one holding it on one side. Not the one on the other side. You're going to put away till Eliyahu comes. Either they'll make a pshara, or they won't make a pshara and they'll both lose. But if you're going to take a shtar and put away the shtar until Eliyahu comes, that makes no sense, because that's basically the loiva is winning. What if I rip up the shtar, or if I say put the shtar in the box till Eliyahu comes? Sell am I going to tell me? Maybe take the money away from the loiva, take the $100 and put away the $100 till Mashiach comes. Put away the $100. So they all say, they all say that we don't take away from a muzik to say Yehimunach. We're not going to take away from someone who's holding something, take it away from him and say Yehimunach. You can't do that. If it's in the hand of a third party, the Monash Lish is in the hand of a third party, say Yehimunach. But to take away $100 which he's a muzik in, and take it away from him, good, and take it away from him and say Yehimunach based on that, so to take away from someone who's holding Zok, the Pnei Yeshua, the Betumim, the Nachlas David, they all say that we can't do that. We can't take away from someone to say Yehimunach. We can only say Yehimunach when you're not taking away from someone who's holding something. That's the klal that they shtel us. So this answers Tosis Kasha. The Kasha of Mishnayim Adukim Bishtar. You should say Yehimunach, not Manashah. To put away the Shtar makes no sense. To put away the $100, we're not Moitzi in order to put away $100. Follow? Very, very black and Svara, very smooth. Here, you can ask the Kasha. I think in the new Garnatz, Rav Naftali asked this Kasha on this dance. He says, 1 minute. You just told me a rule you can't take away to say Yehimunach? That's a rule you just told me. You can't take away from someone to say Yehimunach. By Shnayim Ayos and Betalus. By two people holding a talis, the Gemara is going to ask, why don't you say Yehimunach? That's Tosis Kasha. Why don't you say Yehimunach by Shnayim Ayos and Betalis? I thought you just told me you can't take away from someone to say Yehimunach. You can't take away from someone to say Yehimunach. What's the Kasha by Shnayim Ayos and Betalis? This is Reb Naftali's cash. It's up to Reb Naftali, very geschmack. What? Question is, we just said, to answer Rashi, the Mukhi Yosef, we just said that you can't take away from someone to say Yaimunah. Yeah, the Gemara is going to ask Akasha that by Shleim Ozen Betalis, why don't you say Yaimunah? My Shnor from Manishlishi. So why don't we answer Shleim Ozen? Why don't we answer that character? You can't take away to do Yaimunah. No, because it could be that the Manishlishi, the third person's holding it. It's his. You're not taking away from the owner. That's only true according to. So they're totally geschmack. Who are we answering? We're answering those who argue with Tosfos. Right? Why Tosfos? Tosfos the Kasher Shai Maduka Mishnah. To answer those who argue with Tosfos, we're telling you a rule. You don't take away from a muzik to say Yemunah. So after Rav Tali Gishmak, watch Rashi Shita by Shnayim Ozen. Rashi Shita is by Shnayim Ozen that everyone's only a muzik b'teras safik. That no one's a muzik. Right? That's Rashi Shita. That each person is only holding a b'teras safik. Loi Rashi, it's not fair because Shnayim Ozen b'talis, you're not taking away from a muzik to say Yehimunach. When the Gemara asks Akasha that we should say Yehimunach by Shnayim Ozen B'talis, like Rashi, no one's a Mosek. Because they're both holding the whole thing. Each one's only holding a B'tera Safik. There's no Chayach of Mosek here. We said that that's Rashi Shita, and Shnayim Ozen, that no one's holding a B'tera Zvadai. So it's very geschmack. Like Rashi, the rule holds true. We don't take away from a Mosek to say Yehimunach. In our Mishnah, the Gemara asks, say Yehimunach, are you taking away from a Musik? Rashi says, in our Mishnah, no one's a Musik. Tosfos, on the other hand, Tosfos asks the Kasha on Rashi. Because Tosfos can't hold of this Teretz. Tosfos holds that by us, they are Muzakim. So Tosfos doesn't hold of the rule that you can't take away from a Musik to say Yehimunach. So Tosfos asks the very good Kasha. He has Shnayim Adukim Mishtar, why don't you take away and say Yehimunach? Because Tosfos l'shitas I hold that you could take away from a Mosek to do Yehimunach. Because Tosfos holds that that's the Gemara's Kasha, Shnayim Ozen B'talis, why don't you say Yehimunach? That you could take away from a Mosek. So Tosfos l'shitas I hold you could take away from a Mosek to say Yehimunach. So he asked, why don't we do the same thing by Shnayim Adukim Mishtar? He asked Tanashi and the Mufiyasim. But Sheikin Rashi Lishitasai, who holds that our case is not a case of a Mosek. So Rashi Lishitasai holds that the rule is true, you don't take away from a Mosek. And it's into the case of Shnayim Adukim Mishtar, and the Mela, everything is fair. So we've dealt with the case of Shnayim Adukim Mishtar, which is the Kasha and Rashi Shita. We still have to come back to Kasha and Taisa Shita. And Rabbi Kiva Eger, the first Rabbi Kiva Eger on Daf Chav Ches, he has the Kasha on both Shitas. From the case there, the short Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the Grach Al Hashas, the first piece of Bava Metzia, he says a nice teretz. You should really look at Rabbi Kiva Eger first. So Chaim doesn't explain the Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kasha. But he says that his Yisayid answers. So it's a very nice Yisayid of Rabbi Chaim, and that the Yitzhak Hashem will get to. One Bakasha, I'm coming at a day of school and made a lot of Bakashas. But one Bakasha, Shabbos is coming. Please try to set up for yourselves tabusas for Shabbos. Siddurim, I assume most of you have Siddurim on Shabbos anyway. But it's coming Shabbos. Start right away. Find someone who lives in your neighborhood. Set up a chavrusa on Shabbos. But well, it's unconscionable that people in yeshiva don't have Siddurim on Shabbos. But well, it's a long day Shabbos. Set yourself up a chavrusa. If you don't have anybody who's right near you, so meet someone halfway. Set yourself up your chavrusas, start a seder, take a perek, and it's Thursday before the first Shabbos. You're not going to do it now. It's not likely you're going to do it later either, unless I nudge you. So please, just set yourselves up chavrusas for Shabbos.